It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Facebook head honcho Mark Zuckerberg told a story at a press conference yesterday.
I was walking around the block this morning, and I have this neighbor who's 70 or 80 years old, and he's always doing work in his yard in the morning. And I walked by this morning, and he's like, "I heard you guys are launching something on the radio." "Yeah, it's going to be a good day. I hope it's video chat. Really want to chat with my grandson."
The neighbor got his wish. Zuckerberg did indeed announce video chat. You can talk to your Facebook friends and see them right through your web browser. So, Molly Wood, executive editor at CNET, how does this work? I'm sitting at my computer. What happens?
So there you are, and you have all your Facebook friends who are online at any given time. And now, when you see them online, you can click their name and you see a little video icon button. And if you click that, then you basically start a video call. It's very simple. Interface-wise, you do have to do a setup the first time you use it, which is really just sort of downloading a thing and installing it quickly. It takes about 10 seconds. And then off you go. I've tried it. The picture looks pretty good. It's a little strange that the video image sort of takes over your browser. You can't do anything underneath it, so you can't really multitask.
Well, that's why you have your phone.
Yes.
And you're kind of doing that off to the side. Well, what kind of equipment will I need?
You will only need your computer and a webcam. So most laptops have a webcam installed these days, or if you've got one that sits on top of your monitor. And that's pretty much it.
Do I need to have a Skype account set up?
No, and that's actually the beauty of it, is it's all now contained within Facebook. They're using Skype's back-end technology, but you really don't see any Skype branding. And like you said, you don't need any kind of a login. You just click on your contacts and away you go.
Apple has its FaceTime service. Skype has been with us a while, but the idea of making video calls has never been broadly adopted. Glenn Fleischman writes for TheEconomist.com. He thinks people want it to work because they want to see loved ones.
My in-laws used to live 3,000 miles away. We bought them a video camera for their Mac, got them set up, even remotely connected to configure the software for them so we could video chat and they could see their grandchildren. Now, that's always a compelling use that will continue to be. I think that kind of thing, a really personal connection, will drive this more than people are just like, "Hey, what's up?"
And for all those grandparents, like Mark Zuckerberg's neighbor, Facebook's approach could be a lot simpler to understand and use.
The idea here is to bring the, let's say, the simplicity of web mail, web-based email, to video chat, where you go to Facebook, you see someone you know, and then you're chatting. So you're not like finding a buddy and adding a buddy and building a separate social network in Skype and installing software and logging in. They want it to be, you click, it connects. If the other person's available and says yes, you have a chat going, and that's the whole equation.
Read more at marketplacetech.org. So, ubiquitous video phone calls. Let's call that Jetson's item number one. On to Jetson's item number two, flying cars. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has approved exemptions for a vehicle called the Terrafugia Transition, a flying car. A lighter windshield was allowed, as was a special kind of tire. This should clear the way for the Transition to go on sale to the public sometime next year. Video phone calls, flying cars, arguably with the Roomba we already have robot maids. Only thing left now is enormous buildings weirdly supported by tiny spikes high above an earth we never see. Let's get to work on that one. We're on Facebook. Search for our name. You'll find us. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.